satisfied shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven is one. It is true. The battle is not done. Life is in the making. And if you have eternal life, there's no period at the end. Life is in the making. And your circumstances that you may be in right now, or other things that have weaved its way into your life, things that have some new turns yet to take, we need to realize some new paths may be around the corner for us to travel. And there are some fresh approaches that God is going to have us to try. And it was the devil that thought it was over when he crucified Christ. But I'm sure he had a rude awakening on the third day as prophesied. Up from the grave he arose. And may we remember as Christians, and may we remember this every day, but especially remember it in those difficult times in your life when life seems so flat and it seems like you're up against an immovable wall. And remember it in times like this, because especially when you're tempted to say in your heart, it's just not fair. I don't deserve this kind of fate. For discrimination. All of us have tasted it from time to time, and there's many times when that feeling hits us that this isn't fair. It hits us whether we, and it affects us, and sometimes when we feel we're being treated unfairly from so many sources, we can get fighting mad, or we feel sometimes, and I've heard those express, that the Christian path just doesn't pay. To be treated unfairly is tough to endure. All of us have at times been treated unfairly. But remember, the end is not yet. Being untreated or being treated unfairly isn't enjoyable, but it is part of the life that we must go through as Christians. We, all of us, are going to face times when things don't seem just fair. And yet, God will even things out. And whatever you see or you don't see, or that person who treats you unfairly, remember this, they will be dealt with by God. You will have your compensation. You'll have it either here or you'll have it in heaven. It's strange how things can change. Sometimes change happens quickly, sometimes in segments, and sometimes it seems so slowly that you look back and you say, well, I'll be, it did change. And it's strange how we can best see and sense partiality when it hits us. Boy, we could be sensitive to that. Often when our health and our mental outlook or the pressures of the world around us can make us so sensitive to the hurts that others hurl at us. There isn't a person here that hasn't had your feelings hurt by others. If circumstances were different, we often think, maybe we would be able to take the roughest treatment that others dish out, and we'd be able to come up smiling. Well, that day of being able to take it may be just around the corner. You may be not smiling on the inside and smiling on the outside, but that day may just be around the corner for you. And I want to say, cheer up. The end isn't written yet, and the battle is not done yet. And remember this when you feel like, if only I weren't a Christian, I might get along better. I've heard that statement. If I wasn't a Christian, I could handle this maybe differently. Sometimes temptation takes the form of some very marvelous opportunity that comes your way, but it is tinged with an unchristian aspect. Yeah, I could act like them, but that would be unchristian. If you weren't a Christian, you could make a quick profit. If you weren't a Christian, you might be able to take advantage and over the competitor. If you weren't a Christian, you could loaf on the job like others that you see do a lot, but you're not able to. And the attractive side of sin can be so real, but the pitfall is sure as real around the corner. Why, we look at sinners and they seem to have such a great advantage at times. Yeah, well, if I wasn't a Christian, I could handle this differently. But no, I'm a Christian. The unethical businessman, the two-faced neighbor, the lying club member, they appear to have a tremendous advantage over a Christian. We say, well, you can do that, but I'm not allowed to do it. And it, boy, if I could act like you act, I could probably solve this problem, we think. And often we're tempted to copy them, and perhaps a little bending of the truth, it wouldn't be so bad. A cutting of the corners, it wouldn't hurt anything. But the battle is not done yet. And those who think they can break the law without the law breaking you are being deceived. If we join them for an immediate advantage, we too will be broken. Our conscience will be defiled. And you don't break the law and the laws that God has instituted. The day when sowing the seeds of sin finds a harvest of ruin, you'll find, sure enough, is on the way. Steadily and surely, it is coming. And David found that out over the enemies. We may not be able to live to see the harvest that our sinner friends is going to reap, but that day is coming for those that are going a path that you have not chosen because of your Lord's call upon your life. Watch out for this sly temptation. The tendency is to look the other way in moral matters. There's a tendency to look the other way on moral matters that come on us at times when we are not ready. It'd be great if we could always be ready for temptation. Temptation really isn't temptation if we can throw it off so easily. If it isn't a battle, then it wouldn't be a temptation. But the fact that it's a battle means it is a real temptation. It's an attack that will come when we are the weakest. The devil never came to Jesus when he first went. He waited till he had gone 40 days and he was weak. And when our resistance is the lowest, that's when the devil comes and when our defenses are down. So hear me this morning, and may we take notice that may we as Christians train ourselves to hear and to see and to even smell the first inroads of sin before they begin to pick up steam and ward them off and keep strong in the Lord. May we learn to do that. The end of the battle comes, and you want to be found victorious. And may I say, whatever it is you're going through, every battle has an end. Every war, there's an ending of it. There was an end to the Civil War. There was an end to World War I. There was an end to World War II. There was an end to the Vietnam War. And there is an end to any war that you're going through yourself. And the battle is not done. He will see to it as he lets us know it is not our battle, it is the Lord's. And so remember this poem that I read earlier. When you have feelings like this, what am I to do? Remember this, and I've heard people say this. I raised my children in church, but none of them are really serving the Lord or are Christians today. Whether it be children or grandchildren or husbands or wives, the whole lot of loved ones who they know the right way, but they walk the wrong way. And they're heartbreakers for us who are Christians and observe it. And when we know that rearing children is entrusted to us parents by none other than God Himself, it is all the harder to see them wander away from the path that we have taught them. How often we search our past and we cry in the nighttime and we agonize and we analyze and we plead with perhaps the Lord or maybe a close friend to tell us, where have we gone wrong? And yet the answer isn't there. The children still live their worldly lives, seemingly untouched by the master's voice. They don't seem to be stirred like you're stirred and like I'm stirred. But I want to say, take heart and remember the phrase, the battle is not done. The Christian values you have set in motion in their lives are still there deep down inside of them. The Christian example you have shown is there for God to use, and He can reuse that example as He speaks to their souls of those that you love, and He can speak to them in ways that you and I cannot. In training children in the Christian way, you give God a tremendous advantage. He can speak to those you love. He can speak in the quiet of the night, or He can speak to them in a crisis. He can remind them of your example, and He can repeat the words of the teaching that you have invested into them. You have given God the basic raw material necessary to convict as only as He can. He can speak where and when you cannot. He can reach their conscience in ways that you and I cannot even dream of. And your contribution in their childhood makes God's access to them possible. You have been the key. And the battle is not done. He will use this background that you have provided. So I want to say, believe and count on it. And God will have the last word. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. God gets the last word. And last, remember the principle at the unfinished battle that you are in. When you feel and you have feelings like, and now I want to speak to our church collectively. Our congregation is just standing still. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. There doesn't seem to be life, and maybe I ought to just quit. Every congregation goes through times when there is no visible reason for encouragement. Many times this is unnecessary. Other times there are roadblocks that you and I can't see. There's one thing you can do. One big thing you had better not do. Be sure there is no reason in your life that might make you one of the reasons the congregation is standing still. Make sure that if everyone in the congregation lived at your spiritual level, the church would thrive. Keep yourselves in harmony with the folk and in the conversation and the congregation. And pray earnestly and pray regularly. Give liberally and give faithfully. And make sure beyond any doubt that if there really is a standstill in the church, it isn't any of your fault. And then without exception, stand by the church with all your might. And the Bible says, having done all to stand therefore, how many will stand? How many will stand? Trust God to bring the church out of the difficulties that you sense. Trust Him to remove and to reprove and inspire and correct and adjust and encourage and guide everyone who will listen to Him. I want to repeat, the battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, as the poet said, and earth and heaven will be one. And yes, all things work together for good. May we realize, and I say this in closing, never forget this. Count on it. Do examine yourself. Don't quit. This life seems chancy at best. It is loaded with surprises and surpluses. This life you can't count on outside of the Lord. The whole sets of circumstances can change right before your eyes. You'd be surprised how quickly things can change. Lives can be turned around and altered. They can be blunted. They can be transformed to your utter amazement. So I want to just say, hold on to God in the firm belief that such change can happen in your experience. Believe that He will indeed make all things work together for good. You believe that? Can you get excited without a tear-jerking story? Maturity says we should be able to. I want to say in closing, take heart. Lift up that chin. Remember, the battle is not done, and God is ruler yet. Debbie, would you come? I want to read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 15. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. There's more to life than what you see at this moment. There are things around the corner you're not aware of. There are blessings untold. Have faith in God. Would you stand this morning? I remember a chorus. I don't know if we know it. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any tunnels you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and He will do what no other can do. Could we come as a congregation, and we're going to sing it together? I'll need some help. But whether you yourself, or for someone else, or for the church, the battle is not over. God always wins.
Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any tunnels you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and He will do what no other power can do. I think we got it. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any tunnel mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things not impossible, and He will do what no other child can do, power can do.
If you have something like that, I want you to just step forward 3 steps. Lord, that's me. Would you take 3 steps forward if this is ministering to you? Heavenly Father, we come with each person in each need. And Lord, we pray one for another. And Lord, we believe that you're a miracle working God. And that, Lord, there's times when man will not be glorified, but it will only be you. And Lord, we pray, Lord, without any special speaker, without, Lord, some well-known healing evangelist, without, Lord, all of the things that sometimes the church realizes as though that's the only way God can do it. But our God specializes in things not impossible. And Lord, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So Lord, you know each heart and you know each need, Lord, and you know the circumstances. And you know what it is, oh God. And sometimes we're afraid even to bring it forth for fear that it might not be answered. But Lord, we have not because we ask not. And therefore, Lord, we ask. And we ask largely, Lord, that our joy might be full. It is your will, oh God, to win. And Lord, the battle is not over. Oh God, let us lift up our eyes of faith and believe God. Lord, I choose to believe you, Lord. I choose to believe you, Lord, that you know what you're doing. And you will bring victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's find a place to pray and continue to let our hearts pour out before the Lord and let him do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you can't tunnel through. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your name.